A bucket.
What kind of bucket?
Slop bucket.
And
slop the house.
Something that you'd fry eggs in would be a...
Skillet.
Any other names?
No.
And a container that you could put flowers in would be a...
Vase.
And if you're setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everybody a...
Knife and fork.
And...
Spoons.
And say if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say you had to...
Wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, and to get the suds off, she...
Got to rinse them.
And
if you're really East Texas, you say wrench instead of rinse.
Would you ever say wrench?
Yeah.
When?
Well, if I were being cute, or it would depend on who I was talking to, that I had to wrench the dishes.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't use it seriously?
I wouldn't use it seriously, no.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
It's just a dish towel.
What about when you're drying them?
No, it's still a dish towel.
And to bathe your face with, you have a...
Washcloth.
Huh?
A washcloth.
And to dry yourself.
A towel.
And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a...
Funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
Quirt.
Or...
The reins.
What about, you have reins when you're driving them?
Mm-hmm.
What about when you're riding on them? You call it reins too?
Well, it depends on the horse and what you're on.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, whether you have a quirt with you or whether the reins are long enough to hit them with.
I mean, but... You'd call the things that you guide him with, you'd call the reins regardless of
right.
whether he's hitched to a wagon or whether
right,
you're on it.
Right.
And if you're riding on him, your feet are in the...
Stirrups.
And you say before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to do to him?
You got to catch him.
And then you have to... The stuff that you have to put on, you say you have to...
Hitch him up.
Okay, but what do you call all the...
The tack?
Yeah, the what you put on, you say you have to...
Saddle him. Or hitch him up, if you go hitch him up to a wagon.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say harness him or gear him up or... Do you ever hear that used?
Not around here, no.
And if you have him, or drive him with a buggy, you might have a buggy to hit him with. You'd have a buggy.
Whip.
And nowadays, if your lamp wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new...
Bulb.
What kind of bulb?
That's what I forgot to get the grocery store. A light bulb.
And... You'd carry the washout to hang him on the line. You'd carry down in a clothes
basket.
And something that flour used to come in.
Sacks.
Or something bigger. Big wooden.
Barrels.
And the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
A stave.
Or the thing that holds the staves together would be the...
I don't know.
Or, you know, when